Welcome to the Industry Debate, The Next 5 Years, recorded at the Dentistry Show, NEC Birmingham, April 2016. I'm chairing this debate. My name is Ben Atkins, and I'm a trustee of the Oral Health Foundation and the clinical director of Revive Dental Care in Manchester. The speakers are established figures from the UK dental community and need little introduction. Stephen Henderson from Dental Protection.
I suppose I have a very different perspective to our friends in corporate land. My background is in clinical practice. I was in hospital practice and then my own practice for, I still do one or two days a month, depending how busy Dental Protection keeps me. I want to pick up three themes. I want to think about professional regulation. I want to think about what's happening with complaints. And I want to think a little bit about what litigation is going to look like in the next 5 years. That probably would be the most useful way of dealing with this. So what is professionals regulation going to look like? We know in my office that the GDC has been to hell and back. Many of you may think they're still in hell. I have to say, I think they're improving their position. They've completely changed the executive management team in the last 18 months, and they are modernizing fitness to practice quite significantly. So the madness of the last 5 years is finishing. A lot of people in the debate, and there'll be a GDP UK chat later on, where no doubt people will be calling for the abolition of the GDC. Dental Protection, we think that would be a disaster, because unless the GDC is merged with another regulator that understands the transactional business of healthcare, so opticians, pharmacists, where money changes hands for healthcare, the GDC would be in a very strange place if it was, say, with the GMC. So we think it would be a good thing that the GDC stays in place. We think it needs to be reformed. I mean, if you think about the Dentist Act, that was in 1984. It hasn't been substantively reorganized since then. There have been lots and lots of little changes, and the last little change came in on Wednesday last week. So there's been a lot of change in the Dentist Act, but the fundamental architecture of it has not changed, and it needs to. It needs to be modernized. There's a debate happening in government and with the professions that is starting to crystallize towards the end of this year about what healthcare regulation will look like. But will that happen in 5 years? There's going to be a general election within 5 years. So unless the parliamentary draftsman is very fast, probably nothing's going to happen in this parliament. If there's a change of government, then possibly it's less likely to happen. What does complaints look like? Complaints need to be modernized. The way complaints are handled needs to be modernized. It needs to be made more uniform. Anyone who's been through the complaints process will feel there may well be triple or quadruple jeopardy. By the time the patient's complained to the practice, then they've misunderstood the NHS complaints regulations and tried to get NHS England involved, where they should be talking to the Ombudsman, and then the Ombudsman gets involved, and then the GDC gets involved, and then our friends, the lawyers, get involved. It is very difficult for practitioners who face complaints. We would like to help patients, and we're negotiating and working with the key players, which is the regulation of Dental Services Programme Board. It's a hell of a mouthful. But if you look at the key players in that group, they are the key players who deal with complaints. What we would like to see, and it's coming on the horizon, is a common statement for all patients on each of the landing pages for each of these organisations. So patients know where to go when there's a problem. So they don't take their madness to the GDC. They only take things to the GDC where somebody really should be at the GDC, where their fitness to practice is a real problem. Quick word to alert you to the duty of candor. That is coming. The GDC guidance was agreed last week. Keep an eye out for that in the dental press. Final thing, what is going to happen with claims? It has happened. The law changed in 2013 to modernize how no-win, no-fee lawyers worked. Because of the cycle of litigation, we are only just beginning to see the benefits. And I can assure you there are some benefits on the horizon. Whether that will significantly impact on indemnity subscriptions in the foreseeable future, I don't know. But what we have, if we manage complaints properly, there will be fewer claims. So it's really very simple. It's down to us to manage our interactions with people more effectively. Two things that are happening in Scotland. They're looking at apology legislation, making it compulsory to give an apology, and they're looking at no blame compensation. Wow. We have it in New Zealand, we deal with it there. It's going to cost an enormous amount of money. At the moment in Scotland, it's planned for hospitals only. It won't be long, I suspect, before they roll it out.
The industry debate, the next 5 years, was recorded at the Dentistry Show, NEC Birmingham, April 2016, by 2020dentistry.com, and audio post-production by Mads Vid. With a special thank you to all the speakers and participants for taking part in the discussion and allowing us to share it. Thank you.